We're back on The Big Show, Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host, all across our platforms, which would be KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM. And yeah, we're on the www thing, the worldwide internet at KGMI.com. Our friends at Dewey Griffin Subaru always reserve some time on Community Connection to tell great stories about wonderful people doing stupendous things in our community. I am joined by a couple of new friends. We're now, you don't have to nod because you can actually say yes or no because we're on the radio. I think I'm meeting you guys for the first time. Karen Burke, Executive Director, YWCA, and Marilyn, I'm going to make sure I get your last name right, Marilyn Romaker.
Yes.
Did I get
perfect.
It right?
Yeah.
And you're the Wise Buys store manager. Is this the first time we've ever had you on Community
yes,
Connection?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Well, welcome. I'm so pleased that you could make some time today to chat with us. The reason we're here, I know there's something big and special that's going to be happening at the store. I believe you call it a blowout, right?
It is going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, by the way, those dulcet tones belong to Marilyn. And I want to talk to Karen. And by the way, Marilyn, jump in anytime. Let's give a little history about YWCA. Your involvement, how you came to be with them, and again about the Wise Buys store, because I understand it's kind of changed. Is it ownership management over the last few years?
Yeah, it's changed ownership again back to the YWCA.
So it was with you guys at first.
Yeah, the YWCA started Wise Buys, the thrift store, in, I think it was 1967. And in the 80s, Lydia Place began operating it. And mm-hmm. just this year, the YWCA took it back over, and it's now benefiting the housing services at the YWCA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the YWCA has been around since 1915 in this community.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you're just fibbing to me.
No, I'm not.
1915. Listen, I'm no math genius. I didn't major in math in college, but I think that's over 100 years.
It's over 100 years. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, sometimes when I have to call the state for various things, they say, wait, I can't find that. Oh, it's in microfiche.
Yeah. Oh,
they have the original.
Do they still have microfiche there?
I think so. For just for us, I think it's around
going
just for
back
us.
To the 20. Oh, that's so 20th century, isn't it?
So absolutely.
Really.
Yep. Yeah. Since 1915. And some of you know our beautiful building on Forest Street at 1026 mm-hmm. North Forest Street. And that's been there since 1916 and has always housed the YWCA.
Nice.
And has always had different programming and housing programs for women. Mm-hmm. And currently we're serving 47 homeless women in that facility.
I had no idea the Y did that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think of the Y, you know, me being a male, YMCA, you know, place to join, place to work out.
Right.
But the YWC, you're housing homeless.
We're housing homeless women and really working with women to gain the skills and financial success they need to live independently mm-hmm. in permanent housing. But originally, we did also kind of as that partner to the YMCA have a workout facility mm-hmm. and a pool in the basement. So there was that more of a club feeling originally, yeah. as well as then just more of a service, I think, than the YMCA has had, mm-hmm. where we did house a lot of women who were coming to this community in that time of the 1920s.
That is Karen Burke, Executive Director at YWCA. How did you come to be associated with them?
Yeah, I've been there for just about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and I've been an executive director in the community for many years mm-hmm. at Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Services for quite a few years and had taken a little break and then saw this open position and just thought it was a perfect fit for me at the time, and it's just been a wonderful ride.
Nice. That's, like I said, Karen Burke, Executive Director, YWCA, joining us today on Community Connection. Also, the store manager, YBuys, Marilyn Romaker. And let's turn our attention to what goes on at YBuys. Now, you guys are over on, let me think, State Street?
We're on State Street.
You're next door to
Old World Deli,
aren't
yes,
you?
That I smell all day long.
Oh, that's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not.
Does that come with the job description, or do you have to pay extra for that?
Yeah, exactly. It's yummy.
I can totally imagine so. Tell me what you guys sell there.
Well, Wise Buys, we opened the end of March. I became associated with Karen. She had a vision for the store.
Mm-hmm.
When Lydia Place had the store, they had housewares, they had men's, they had children. There were calendar, CDs, the store was filled. Mm-hmm. The Y took it over. Lydia Place left it. We went through the store. Karen had a vision saying now that it's owned by the YWCA, she wanted it to be just focused for women. And she wanted it to have kind of a boutique feeling. So just because things are inexpensive, it doesn't mean that you can't have an experience that you would have going into a another type of retail location. So we went through, we cleaned, we painted, we are rearranged. We went through donations. There was, you know, some clothing there. But what goes on is we get donations from lovely people. We go through, make sure things are clean, neat. We price them. We put them out on the floor. It's organized. It looks very much like any other retail store that you would go into. But the prices are phenomenal. Things are one of a kind. You get vintage. You get new. You get used. And it's the service that people come in. They're happy. The prices are right. There's no pressure. I work with a great group of volunteers who are really committed, and they have a lovely time. And you know, what we do all day is just juggle, making sure our customers are happy and things are clean, and we make a lot of money is what we want to do.
That's a good thing. It's not like a job, is it?
No,
not at all. Well, one of the reasons you're here today, it's my understanding. Let me see. Is it September 4th?
September.
Oh, wait a minute. That's today.
There you go.
What's shaking? It's something about a big blowout, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I've been fortunate. The community has been very kind to us. We get donations daily. I also have some other organizations that have been very kind to us. But my store is filled right now with lots of great merchandise. And I've got lots of great fall merchandise that I want to get out, but I only have limited space.
You know, you sound like a normal retailer who says, if we don't get rid of this by the end of the year, we have to pay taxes on it.
That's right. But so what we're going to do is have this great blowout. When you come into the location, you buy one thing, you can take one thing free with you.
Sweet.
The only exception we have is jewelry, and we do have some ball gowns. We have a formal room upstairs. So that's the only exception, but I'm hoping to clear space. So I've got so much great fall merchandise that I want to get out. So I don't want to have to pack this stuff away or you know, give it away. I want to be able to sell it. I want people to fill their bags and come in and be able to make a profit and be able to share with the YWCA.
This is the BOGO thing, right? Buy one, get
BOGO.
One.
BOGO, exactly.
Sweet. BOGO or BOGO?
See, BOGO.
Is BOGO?
It is BOGO.
All right. Well, you know, in my world, it was BOGO, but I was a Texan originally, so I moved to the Northwest, so now it's BOGO.
But it's not one of those BOGOs where it's buy one, 50 off the other. It's buy one, get one.
Sweet. And that so that starts today, the 4th. How long? Is that just today? When does that?
Oh, no. It's going to go for a week.
Oh, really?
Unless I run out of product, but it's going to go for a week.
Well, if you run out of product, you're going to have to just come back on with us.
That's right.
And solicit more.
Yeah, exactly. I'll find more somewhere.
We've got about 30 seconds left to spend with you. So first of all, tell us the location again.
We're at 1224 North State Street, right across the street from, what's it called?
Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah, Buffalo Exchange. Yeah. And our prices are much better. And next door to Old World Deli.
Yeah. Right. And remember, everybody, it's those wicked one-way streets.
You got to
turn here, got to turn there to get there.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the big blowout. And by the way, what are your hours?
We are there on Saturday from 11 to 6. We are going to be closed Sunday and Monday, but we're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 12 to 5.
Nice.
And 11 to 6 on Friday and Saturday.
In the 10 or 15 seconds left that we can spend with you, Karen, can you do me a favor? Can you come back on a future episode of this show? I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the YWCA, your programs and things like that. Will you have some time in the future?
Absolutely. I'll make time. I would love to.
Karen Burke, Executive Director at YWCA, and Marilyn Romaker. I got the name right again.
Yeah, you did.
How about that? She's the Wise Buys store manager, the Wise, of course, for YWCA. Thanks for both of you to come out here to Community Connection, spend some time with us, and Marilyn, best of luck with the blowout.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.